read an article in a church news site a couple weeks ago, and I was like, why does this article exist? The article was headlined, Pope Benedict is not dead. I'm like, that's not news, right? I mean, it would be news if he had passed away, but until then, kind of a given that he's alive. And so I read a little further, like, why does this article even exist? And apparently there was some Italian teacher, I think, who gets his jollies by making fake Twitter accounts and tweeting out fake news. And he'd been working on this one for a couple years, so he was pretending to be some German bishop, and he'd gathered all of these followers, and I guess he figured the time was right to see what people would do. And so he sent out a tweet saying that Pope Benedict had died. And it was an absolute and utter lie, and the media world just lost their heads because they thought this was official, despite the fact that nothing had come from the Vatican, you know, this was not a verified account or anything like that. They just bought it and went with it. And so the news had to actually post an article saying, no, he's not dead, because everybody was freaking out about it. And I wonder why we even listen to these people anymore, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or the news sometimes. Do they have our best interest at heart? This guy has fun, and he's done this before, just lying to people to see what they'll do, trying to upset them. The news that we watch every day has some true information, sure, but it's also trying to make you afraid and scared and upset and to rile you up so that you keep watching and they can make more money from the ads that they sell. They're not looking out for what's best for you. They just want you to keep watching them. And so they tap into your emotions and get you all riled up. And Facebook and Instapin or Twitface and all that, like, just look at me. Look at my life. Look what I'm having for breakfast. Isn't it wonderful? Like me. It's so self-absorbed and narcissistic, and it's not good. God wants something better for us. In our gospel today, Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray and gives them the Our Father. The version from Luke, the one we pray at Mass, comes from Matthew, so don't worry, we didn't change it. Think about the end of what he says. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? God desires to bestow what is truly good upon us. He wants us to have that relationship where we come to him and ask for what we need, and he desires what is good. Think of Abraham in the first reading. There are some real wicked people in Sodom and Gomorrah. But does God want to destroy them? Through Abraham's persistent pestering, it seems like no. He doesn't even want to destroy Abraham for asking the same question over and over and over again. He wants them to have life. He wants them to come to repentance. He wants them to have a relationship with him. And the same is true of us. And yet, how often do we listen to those other voices more? Those other voices on things like ticking tocks and such that are telling you to eat Tide Pods. They put out these challenges to poison yourself. And we keep watching it? Why? They don't want what's good for you. They either want their own narcissistic fulfillment, or they want to see how gullible you are, or they want to get you hooked and just focused on them so they can make more money. And yet we continue to sign up for this garbage and watch it day after day as it destroys lives and relationships, as it makes us anxious and angry and fearful of things that are halfway around the world that we have absolutely no control over. I wish I lived at the end of the 1800s, more or less. I think that would have been a wonderful time to be alive. You know, the dress was cool, they wore capes, and, you know, all that good stuff. Fountain pens, love it. But what did people back then do without 24-hour news? Without worrying what's going on halfway around the world? Without knowing at a moment's notice what the president or some, I don't know, famous actor or whatever back then was doing? They were much more engaged with the people in front of them. They were able to love them, to enter into true community, to be present to people, to really acknowledge their own weakness, their need for God, rather than distracting themselves with what everybody else is doing. I'm not saying they're saints or perfect, but I long for those days. I long for those days where we don't have to be preoccupied with things that are far beyond our control, that we could actually trust in God to take care of the world, that we're not the Savior because we can't be, that we would actually listen to the promptings He gives us each day with those people right in front of us, those opportunities to know our brothers and sisters, to love them, to serve them, to spend time with people rather than with machines that lie to us over and over again. How often do we distract ourselves from even going to God because YouTube's quicker? I can figure out how to fix or do or solve anything on YouTube. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to turn to the one who created me and the world I live in, who offered His only begotten Son to save me, the one who desires that I not just find pleasure in this life, but live with Him for eternity. Why do we listen to these other voices? Why do we not turn, as Jesus taught us, to our Heavenly Father and build up that relationship, trusting in Him to give us our daily bread instead of fretting about droughts and, well, I don't know what, locusts or plagues or meteorites? Why don't we turn to forgive those people who are right in front of us instead of condemning those who are halfway around the world? Why don't we worry about the final test rather than worrying about what comes next and how much fame we can gather here and now? Brothers and sisters, Jesus makes it clear. The Father in heaven knows how to give good gifts. He desires to give the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of Himself, His love into our lives, if only we would ask. It doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. He gave Jesus the cross, but it was still good. Why don't we turn to the one who truly desires what is good for us, rather than the world that seeks to use us, distract us, and make it focused here on earth? We desire, brothers and sisters, that true loving relationship, people who genuinely care about us. And guess what? You're not going to find it in a post or a tweet or a tick. I don't know what they call them. We find that in others, in real encounters with them and with our God. Let us leave that stuff behind. Let us build those relationships that truly matter with the people who desire what is best for us. And above all, with our God, who knows how to give good gifts and desires that only we would ask.